Did you do work in Branson?
Yes, I did. I think 26 TV shows there, actually, for the network with Stan Hitchcock, the Americana Network. We went around to the various artists in the various theaters and interviewed. Actually, I didn't do the show from the standpoint of singing or performing, but I interviewed the various acts. I interviewed a lot of people in Branson in that period of time. I didn't live there, but we spent a lot of time there back and forth doing 26 shows, 13 weeks, and then another 13 weeks, but I didn't just stay in Branson all that time.
The shows were headlined by?
Well, Roy Clark, for instance, B.J. Thomas, the Mandrells, the Lennon Sisters. That's just some of them I can
so
remember.
So you were part of their shows?
Actually, I had the opportunity to interview them, and then we showed a part of their show in the production.
Did you ever think about wanting to live there and perform?
I thought about it. Matter of fact, I bought a place up on Table Rock Lake, up in Hollister, which is right out of Branson. We would commute back and forth. I had my RV, my motorhome up there. I left it up there, and we'd go back and forth and had the boat dock and everything there. Enjoyed it, but I didn't enjoy the back and forth 250 miles every weekend, you know.
From
Broken Arrow to Hollister, Missouri, to Branson and the Hollister area. Yeah.
Andy Williams was one of the first there. Did you meet him, and were you around him at all?
No, never met him, but I did attend his show one year, a Christmas show, as a matter of fact, that I'll never forget. I think he was one of the finest personalities, finest singers. I really enjoyed him.
Out of your past, Loretta Lynn?
Yes. I met Loretta, in fact, with Ernest. See, they recorded together. They recorded a hit record called Sweet Thing together. I had the opportunity to work shows with her and with E.T. Never did get real acquainted with her, but I knew her and her husband, also who passed on. Mm-hmm. I knew them just through E.T.
Conway Twitty?
Conway Twitty, nicest guy. He recorded a song. Cal Smith recorded it first, I believe it was, and Loretta and Conway recorded the games that daddies play and use my name in it. My friend Billy Parker's dad came by, you know. They honored me, but I didn't know it until after it was released, but I appreciated it anyway.
Jim Ed Brown?
Jim Ed Brown. I've worked a lot of shows with Jim Ed on the road with the Abe Hamza tours out of New York. Worked in Canada and the state of New York and all over the place. I had the opportunity to play golf once with him. I didn't play very good, but I played. He is such a gentleman, such a nice gentleman. And he was here in Tulsa recently at one of the event centers, and I had the opportunity to emcee the show that he was on.
One thing I was going to point out, KVOO was 50,000 watts, 24 hours. KRMG is only 50,000 watt daytime. They're 25,000 at night. When you were on from midnight to 5 on a 50,000 watt radio station, you blanketed, I don't know if it's the nation or how far out your signal went. How far did it go?
Well, actually, it didn't blanket the nation because of the fact that it was westbound. We got back to the southeast pretty good. Up to the north, fair. Out west, gigantic. Weather had a lot, as you know. Weather had a lot to do with it. I remember one time I was doing an album giveaway on the Truckers show, on the Big Rigger show, and a guy in Bangor, Maine, called in. Now, I don't know if he was listening in his truck or where he was at, and told me when he'd be through town to pick up his album, and he came right down Peoria, and he picked up his album there on South Peoria. And I forget who he drove for. I don't think I even had it written down anywhere. But he came to pick up his album, and he was in Bangor, Maine, listening to us. And I said, we don't go to Bangor, Maine. He said, you do tonight. I remember that. I remember that.
A nighttime personality for KRMG was Johnny Martin.
Yes.
You remember Johnny Martin well, and he was a musician, and he played big band music. But he wasn't necessarily competing at the same time slot with you. He was on, like, from 6 to midnight.
Yeah, he was on earlier.
And then
you
were on from midnight to 5
o'clock. I used to listen to him. I listened to Johnny. Yes, I did. I listened to him and enjoyed the big band music. I enjoy other types of music. I mean, I love country, and country is my favorite. But let's face it, if you listen over the years or follow it, country music has changed a great deal. to a great extent. I enjoy some of it. I don't just live all of it, you know, now, but it's changed to a great extent, and I've watched a lot of changes over the years.
Was that tough to see? Because country, for you at the time, did fade away in the national consciousness
right.
of America. It stayed with a certain group of people. Was that tough for you to see that happening?
Yes, it was. It was tough for me to see it happening because of the fact that when it got to the point to where the story was gone, or the story of the song was hidden under instruments, and you couldn't understand what they were singing about, even if they were singing about a broken heart, you'd never know it. Yeah, the feeling was gone. They're great artists, like George Strait is one of my favorite artists, Alan Jackson, one of my favorite artists. They're still hot and heavy, although George Strait is saying he's retiring in the business, but I've heard that before too. Some music I love outside of country music because I can still understand what they're singing about, whether it be pop or even classical. If it's good classical, I can listen to it. Now, it's not my favorite, but I can listen to it. In fact, for a change, it's kind of enjoyable.
Here you are, 75, you're really not done. Are you performing musically anymore?
Only if I'm asked, and you know I'm seldom ever asked. No, I do a TV thing. In fact, I went to Joplin and recorded a TV thing here recently for educational TV, which I think will be on Rogers State College or those type of stations. But I don't do a lot of that. I don't thrive on that. I'll MC some gigs, which we call them in the business once in a while, but I don't play anymore. And with my arthritis, my guitar was bad enough before the arthritis, but I don't play it anymore.
Well, you just recently MC'd Roy Clark's 80th birthday bash, as
yes.
they called it, at the River Spirit Casino,
yes,
owned by the Creek Nation. So you did that and had a good time with Roy?
As a matter of fact, Roy is one of the best times you could possibly have and one of the nicest guys you could ever meet. And knowing him over the years has been a pleasure. And I've worked with a lot of people at the River Spirit Event Center MCing when they have the country shows in. I enjoy doing that. If they call, I'm there.
Yeah. And you still do TV commercials today.
Let's see. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I've been doing the Miller family for 40-some years, 42 years, I believe.
That's quite a string, and that's Ernie Miller, Pontiac, GMC.
Yeah, Ernie Miller, Pontiac, GMC, now Mark Miller, Buick, GMC. And still, I'm driving a Buick. Jerry's driving an Acadia.